It is Sunday, December 9th, 2012. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us, Becca Martin-Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I feel like we're picking up a conversation from Friday.
Okay.
I wasn't here Friday.
Yeah.
You were here Friday. We were talking about the Nutcracker and opportunities to see it.
You mentioned there were this weekend in Fort Smith and Rogers.
Right. And next weekend, there's scenes from the Nutcracker, more or less the second act, going on in Springdale. It's part of the Holiday Nutcracker Show, and it's the debut of the Northwest Arkansas Arts Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
A woman named Kat Barlow, who owns a store that supplies dancers, saw a lot of kids that couldn't get what they needed. They couldn't get rehearsal space. They couldn't get classes. And she thought she would form a nonprofit to help them. And so they're in the process of getting their 501c3. And again, the Nutcracker, the Holiday Nutcracker Show, is their debut to the public. Next year, they're going to start a capital campaign to try to build a practice facility.
Fantastic.
Really interesting. The dancers in this performance include Marisa Porter, who's dance mistress of Western Arkansas Ballet. She's dancing two roles this weekend for them.
Wow.
And then dancing the Snow Queen next weekend. Hannah Brown, who's from Northwest Arkansas and is a student at Brigham Young University. And Sally Ashcraft of Springdale, who's danced everywhere, including Edinburgh, will be in the show. The first half is a talent show that's dance students and other people from the area, and then the parts of the Nutcracker as the second act.
Does the second act include March of the Wooden Soldiers?
I don't think so. Okay. But it does include all of the, like, the Arabian and the...
Right.
I have a question about the first act. Is it a holiday-related talent show at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think Brick Fields is performing.
Oh.
And I'm not entirely sure who else, but it should be fun. It's $15 to $20, 7 o'clock on the 15th and 2 o'clock on the 16th at the Pat Walker Theater at Springdale High School.
Okay.
And this afternoon, you can see Ballet West Side's The Nutcracker at 2 o'clock at Rogers High School, or Western Arkansas Ballet's The Nutcracker at 2:30 at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center in Fort Smith.
So plenty of opportunities. Can't see the Nutcracker this time, you're just too busy.
Exactly. There's also a couple of other things this afternoon, including the Ozark Bronze Handbell Ensemble performing at 3 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library. There's a Riders on the Orphan Train program. Allison Moore and Phil Lancaster.
At Bella Vista Public Library.
Exactly, at 3 o'clock.
And on December 11th at 7 p.m., they'll be at the Paris Public Library in Logan County.
Excellent.
Yes.
He knows so much.
He does. Too much sometimes.
That's a whole different conversation. And The Messiah is being done at 6:30 today at Bella Vista Lutheran Church.
All right. Plenty.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.